us a call. We'd be happy to help you out. 715-762-3221. So at 12:30, we will announce all the leading bids, and then we'll start to close a few things out. And I think we're over 3,000 in physical money that has come in. If you're able, your business, we've got challenges out to our local Lions clubs and our Knights of Columbus and car club members. And basically, you're all been challenged to that if you're able to help out a great organization like the Lord's Covered Food Pantry here in Park Falls. Give us a call or at 98qcountry.com. You can email us to WCQM at civicmedia.us. The news, and then we'll come back at 12:30 and have a little more fun with our bid items here on a day of giving for the Lord's Covered and Chris Stapleton at 98Q.
This love is getting kind of dangerous. Feels like it's a loaded gun.
FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. The manhunt continues in Maine as authorities search for the suspect in Wednesday's mass shooting. Authorities searched a property linked to the suspect, Robert Card, an Army reservist. ABC's Whit Johnson.
Sources tell ABC News that authorities found a suicide note at the suspect's home that was addressed to his son. Now, authorities say that it includes what they described as rantings, but does not reveal any specific motive for this devastating attack.
18 people were killed in two locations and 13 others were injured. The town of Lewiston and surrounding communities still sheltering in place. Public Safety Commissioner Mike Soschuk.
Continuing to work 530 plus tips and leads that have come in from the general public. From a number of communities, a number of different relationships.
The U.S. strikes Iran-backed forces in Syria. The move, retaliation for recent rocket and drone attacks targeting U.S. forces. This is ABC News. 2,000 miles from Lewiston, Maine, first responders in Texas were simulating a similar attack.
In 2023, it's the kind of incident that hardly makes headlines.
A call came into the school dispatcher that there was some shots fired.
But this time it was only a drill, part of a statewide complex coordinated terrorist attack exercise. With Lewiston, Maine as a template, first responders like Fire Chief Stuart Blasingame were reminded that
it's not a matter of where it's going to happen, it's when. But drills like today are so important to make sure that if it does, that we're prepared.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
It's sentencing day for a Virginia mother charged with child neglect. Deja Taylor's six-year-old brought her gun to school in January and shot his teacher, seriously injuring her. She faces 5 years behind bars, but prosecutors will recommend 6 months as part of a plea deal. New AI features on Google Maps will include immersive views for routes, offering a multidimensional look at your trip. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Every 40 seconds, a child is reported missing. That's 2,000 children every single day. It's a heart-wrenching reality that we can no longer ignore. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping find missing kids. You can be a part of their mission by donating your unwanted vehicle, running or not. Call 1-800-775-5622. We guarantee that you will receive the maximum tax deduction. We provide fast, free pickup with 24-hour response. Call 1-800-775-5622. Find the Children provides crucial resources to help find missing children and educational materials to teach kids how to recognize and avoid predators. Our recovery programs have a proven track record of reuniting kids with their families. It's time to act. Donate your unwanted or unused car. Help us build a world where every child is safe. Pick up the phone and call 1-800-775-5622. Together, we can bring these kids home safely. This advertisement was paid for by Cars R Us and Find the Children.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. At the Capitol Thursday, the State Assembly Education Committee approved a bill that would allow school districts to hire superintendents who lack an education license.
Committee Chair Joel Kitchens of Sturgeon Bay said he heard complaints from administrators that the move would cheapen the work they do.
You know, I had someone say, well, you know, barbers and cosmetologists, they have to have licenses, but you're saying that superintendents don't. I don't think that's a fair comparison.
Opponents said the bill would weaken districts and make it harder for the Department of Public Instruction to handle problem staff and administrators. The bill now goes to the full assembly. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Also on Thursday, the assembly's education committee took testimony on several bills about Native American curriculum and students. Oneida Nation Secretary Lisa Ligon spoke in favor of increasing the amount of Native American studies that students would have to complete during their school careers.
The Oneida Nation feels it's necessary for our schools in the state of Wisconsin to have those minimum academic standards and correct resources when teaching about the first people of this land.
Another bill would allow Native students to wear their tribal regalia and clothing at special events like graduation. The suspect in the mass shootings in Maine has a connection to Wisconsin. CNN reports that Clifford Steves of Massachusetts told the network he knew Robert Card when they served together in the U.S. Army Reserves during the 2000s and 2010s. Steves says one of the places he and Card were stationed was Wisconsin. Card is the suspect in the massacre at a Lewiston, Maine bowling alley and restaurant that killed at least 18 people and injured 13 others. Officials have said Card is a trained firearms instructor. Steves, who said Card was one of the best shooters in his unit, told CNN that he didn't witness any concerning behavior from Card while he served alongside him. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom and when they come home.
I had just come home from serving over in Germany. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed for the rest of my life.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America, because they've kept their promise to never leave a fallen soldier behind. A roof over their heads, accessible homes, cars, jobs, benefits.
PVA has brought me back to life.
Show them their sacrifice hasn't been in vain. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
A Southeast Wisconsin police chief died Wednesday. Don Gaglione became chief of the Big Bend Police Department in 2014 after serving the Milwaukee Police Department for 32 years. Gaglione's death comes shortly after Big Bend's village board voted to disband its police department in favor of a plan to have dedicated Waukesha County Sheriff's deputies patrolling and providing police services in Big Bend and the village of Vernon. That decision hasn't yet been finalized. And tomorrow is Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says state residents consistently lead the nation in drugs safely disposed of.
There was over 55,000 pounds collected this past spring over essentially a six-month period.
It's easy to participate with 140 events planned and over 490 drop boxes around the state where you can safely dispose of unused and unwanted medications year-round. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Larry Lawrence Smart, age 75, Park Falls, died Sunday, October 22nd at Park Manor Nursing Home. He is survived by his long-term girlfriend, Beverly Jamison of Wausau. Survived also by his daughter, Stacy Chevalik of Moqua. Survived also by three grandchildren, by two great-grandchildren. Further survived by five siblings, Daryl Jean Smart of Glidden, by Robert Smart of Chippewa Falls, by Raymond Smart of Butternut, Kenneth Smart of Florida, and by Nancy Bledsoe of Orange Park, Florida, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service held 11 a.m. Saturday, November 4th, at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Butternut. Reverend John A. Dietz will officiate. Visitation to be held Saturday, November 4th, at the church from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Larry Lawrence Smart, 75, Park Falls. Bonnie Gay Heisler peacefully passed away at the age of 85 in Marshfield, Wisconsin. She is survived by her husband, Richard, by her three daughters, Pamela B. Heisler of Phillips, by Teresa R. Staples of Phillips, and by Roxanne M. Horky of South Dakota. Survived also by her son, Fred Heisler of Phillips, and by Bonnie's sister, Phyllis Peters. Further survived by grandchildren, by many great-grandchildren, and many great-great-grandchildren. Memorial service held at 3 p.m. Saturday, November 4th, at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home in Phillips, with Pastor Dean Arbs of St. John's Lutheran Church officiating. Visitation held 1 p.m. and continuing until the time of the service. This has been the funeral notice for Bonnie Gay Heisler, age 85. Norville Anton Weyers of Catawba was called home to his Lord on October 24th at Aspirus Care and Rehab in Medford. He is survived by cousins and friends. A massive Christian burial will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, November 3rd at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba. Visitation to be held at the church 1 hour prior to the Mass. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Norville Anton Weyers of Catawba. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote. Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Visit your local independent CarQuest Auto Parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at CarQuest.com.
Roll in, roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Highs around 49 this afternoon. Under cloudy skies, winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 25 tonight. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance for snow. Daytime highs approaching 36. Temperatures well below average Sunday and Monday, with highs from the low 30s to the mid 30s. Chance for snow Sunday. Another look at the short range. A high of 49 this afternoon. Lows level off around 25 tonight. We should top off around 36 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 47.
Get ready for the second annual Fright Fest on October 28th. Brought to you by the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. At 1 p.m., catch a free family-friendly movie at Park Theater. From 3 to 6 p.m., enjoy Trunk or Treat, Arts and Crafts, and Phillips Children's Museum activities. From 6 to 8 p.m., put on your best costume for a spooky party. And don't miss the Hayride, Rated R movie, Trunk or Treat prizes, and the epic pumpkin drop. It's all happening in downtown Park Falls on and around 2nd Avenue North on Saturday, October 28th. Join us for a day of frightful delights and family-friendly fun at Fright Fest, the Halloween event you won't want to miss. See the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce Facebook page for more information.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, 980 AM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
With us on Sports, I'm Jeremy House.
NFL Thursday Night Football, Josh Allen threw two touchdown passes and ran for another. And the Buffalo Bills hung on to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 24-18. After a week of questions about Buffalo's slow starting offense, Allen came through for the Bills. He'd been listed on Buffalo's report with a right shoulder injury and was checked in the Blue Medical Tent in the second quarter, but remained in the game. Gabriel Davis had a career-best 9 catches for 87 yards and a touchdown. In the NBA, Damian Lillard scored 39 points in his first game with his new team, and the Milwaukee Bucks regrouped after squandering a 19-point lead to open their season by beating the Philadelphia 76ers 118-117. The former Portland Trail Blazers star set a record for most points by a player in his Bucks debut. One other game last night saw the LA Lakers defeat Phoenix. This is SRN Sports. In the NHL, a couple of streaks snapped in Pittsburgh as the Penguins beat the Colorado Avalanche.
The Penguins handed Colorado its first loss of the 0-0 victory Thursday. Riley Smith scored twice for Pittsburgh, his third and fourth goals of the year.
We didn't have our best performance in the last few, so sooner or later you're just going to have to break through the wall, and I think they did a good job in the team effort tonight.
Sidney Crosby and Lars Eller also found the net, and Tristan Jarry stopped all 30 shots for the Penguins, who snapped a three-game skid and are now 3-4. Colorado, which entered the game 6-0, received 20 saves from goalie Alex Georgiev, but he was pulled in the third period. Josh Roundtree, Pittsburgh.
Other winners were Tampa Bay, Winnipeg, Montreal, Carolina, Anaheim, Philadelphia, the New York Islanders, Toronto, St. Louis, and the New York Rangers. And it's game one of the World Series tonight in Arlington, Texas, as the American League champion Rangers host the National League champion Arizona Diamondbacks. This is SRN Sports.
The Bucks came from behind late to knock off the 76ers 118-117 at Fiserv Forum. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Newcomer Damian Lillard poured in 39, including a perfect 17-for-17 at the free throw line to lead the Bucks. Giannis Antetokounmpo added 23, said Lillard is exactly who he thought he was.
Yeah, you know, a guy that can make plays down the stretch, guy that's going to lead the team, guy that's going to make shots, put us in the right position, a guy that's going to be aggressive throughout the whole game. I think he was unbelievable today. I saw something up in the screen. The most points in a season debut from a player, which says a lot about him and a lot about his character.
Tyrese Maxey had 31 in the loss for the Sixers. 14th-ranked Wisconsin men's hockey team knocked off rival and top-ranked Minnesota 5-2 in their Big Ten opener at Mariucci last night. Matty DeSaint-Fal and Cruz Lucius both lit the lamp twice in the win. The Badgers will go for the sweep tonight. Week 8 of the NFL season kicked off last night. Buffalo knocked off Tampa Bay 24-18 in Orchard Park. Packers gearing up for their Week 8 matchup against the rival Vikings at Lambeau on Sunday. Vikings pass rush has turned into a real weapon. Matt LaFleur hoping his team will be ready to deal with it.
At sometimes it's going to look like a punt rush. You got to have a plan for that and go out there and execute that plan. But it does present a lot of challenges. And those guys, they're fast, they're physical. I mean, everybody knows about Hunter and what he's able to do. But then when you combine that with guys on the back end, like Harrison Smith's been kind of a thorn in everybody's side for years.
Football Badgers try to pull off a big upset at Camp Randall tomorrow night. They'll host the Ohio State Buckeyes in a 6:30 kick on NBC. Badger coach Luke Fickell on the Buckeyes.
You see the complete team. You see them be able to play together, offense, defense, and special teams, regardless of if they got a first-round draft pick quarterback right now and they're scoring 55 points a game. It's ultimately about winning, and you can see it whether it's you watch the offense with the defense or even the special teams.
Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Let's play hockey. Sign up for youth hockey is going on right now. Check out the Price Ice Wolves Facebook page or call Thad at 518-3236. Equipment is available for you right now. Call Thad at 518-3236 and be a part of Price Ice Hockey. Check them out at Facebook, Price Ice Wolves. Let's take a look at some local sports notes. Congratulations are in order to the Prentice girls volleyball team. They win their sectional semifinal game last night as they were a winner over Gilman. Number one seeded Prentice wins it 3-1. So they now advance on. We were hoping it would be Prentice and Mercer, but Mercer at home was defeated by Frederick last night. It took 5 sets, 15-5 in the final one. So Frederick, the 2 seed, Prentice, the 1 seed. They meet Saturday. That will be in Bruce for the right to go to state. Good luck to the Prentice girls. In Division three action teams from the north, St. Croix Falls and McDonald Central Catholic, will battle on Saturday for the right to go to state. Division II, it'll be Rice Lake taking on Waupaca. And in Division I, you've got Eau Claire Memorial. They'll challenge River Falls. Congratulations also to the Lakeland soccer team. Lakeland victorious yesterday, 1-0 over Mosinee. So Lakeland boys soccer now, they will challenge Somerset. And they'll play that game 1 o'clock tomorrow in Merrill. The winner goes to the boys state soccer tournament. High school football playoffs continue all around the state of Wisconsin tonight with Level 2. Good luck to our cross-country runners. You can listen into the interviews with our Shawamigan and Phillips cross-country runners at 98qcountry.com under the archive tab. And this coming weekend, we got a busy Sunday. Packer football at noon and then Bucks basketball tapping at 6 right after that on Sunday. And that is a check of your 98Q Sports.
...98Q Country, Park Falls, Wisconsin, home of the Packers.
That old familiar meant to kill your middle finger, rearview mirror supposed to make a country boy sad. Should be in my recliner, whiskey typing up one-liners, crying, trying to get you back. Yeah, I know how that country song goes. I'm supposed to be hard, bro. But I got a beer in my hand, and I got it raised up high. I ain't gotta give it my damn right. I can do this all night. Country done came to town. This town don't stand a chance. About the deer stand, feeling this high wasn't part of my plan. Wasn't even gonna try, but I got a beer in my hand. The band's playing David Lee Murphy. Party crowd is party 30. Lordy mercy, I'm feeling good.
Brian at 98Q Country at 1228. Our day of giving, Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, is what we're talking about today. If you're just joining us, we are raising funds and awareness for our Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. We have talked with some board members already this morning, and we are just educating folks about our food pantry and all the good that it's done for many, many years, and raising funds for the food pantry to secure its financial success here in the next decade or more, as it provides a great service to those here in Price County and the surrounding areas. We are at, Austin is here, by the way, and the Austin hotline is available.
It is available. You can reach it at 744-1006.
So if you want to make a pledge, and the next two people to pledge on the Austin hotline are going to get a complimentary bite-sized Reese's peanut butter. Do we have one left up there? Whoppers.
We do.
A piece of chocolate. Complimentary piece of chocolate.
We have some caramels.
And some ooh, that's a good caramels, too, from from Brianna's.
Different flavors.
From Brianna. That's some of your chocolate,
speaking
right?
of Brianna.
Your caramel? Your caramel? Yeah.
It's from my grandpa.
From your grandpa? Yeah. From your he made it?
Yeah. No, he bought it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So some of Brianna's grandpa's caramel. You can have a piece of caramel if you want, too.
Yes.
So call Austin. I want to hear the phone ring. 715-744-1006. Next couple people to pledge. We got complimentary caramels for you, which may or may not also be available to everyone else, but that's not the point. That's not the point. I want to hear the phone ring. I want to hear Austin awkwardly answer it off the air.
I see how it is. Nobody wants to talk to me.
We are at $2,920 of physical money that has been donated to the pantry thus far. And we are working our way through some of the bid items. Now, if you want to be a part of the bid items and all that stuff going on, that's cool. We're good with that. If you just want to make a donation on behalf of yourself or your company or whatever, that's good too. 715-762-3221. So what we're going to do is we're going to make a few of these available for closeout right now. All right. And I have a feeling this one, the Big Dipper, which is a $50 gift card. And Lauren was nice enough to bid $250 on that. That's very nice. I like that. Well, you got a nice donation and dinner out. So if anybody wants to top Lauren, you're welcome to. Otherwise, that will be closed out at the top.
I challenge somebody to top that one.
Yeah, at the top of the hour. Bobbers on the Lake is a $25 gift certificate. We have a current bid of $15 on that. We will close that out at 1 o'clock. So get your bid in if you want to up that $25 bid on Bobbers. Butternut Feed Store is a $20 gift certificate. Someone has bid the $20 value of it. So we'll close that out if someone wants to give, you know, a few more bucks to go to the pantry. All the money from these, by the way, go directly to the food pantry because these are all donated by the businesses. So everything goes to the food pantry. From Dollar General. We have an Italian gift basket. You want to go grab this? You want to go grab
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I got to know what's in this.
All right, go grab that thing, and I'll tell you about...
Italian or Wisconsin Italian?
Italiano, what are you talking about? So we have... I'm going to get to that in a second. We have a Double D's certificate, $25 value. And I have another Double D's of $20. Now, the Double D's $25 does have a bid of $25 already. The Double D's $20 one does not have a bid. But we're going to close that out at 1 o'clock. So if you want to bid on that Double D's $20 one, call us at 715-762-3221. All right. So this is a Dollar General donation of Italian gift basket. What do we got in there, Austin?
We have here, from what I'm seeing,
yes?
Grated Parmesan and Romano cheese.
Ooh, all right.
Rip and ready.
Meatballs?
Meatballs.
Kind of a pack of meatballs where you mix it and it turns into meatballs, okay?
Then we have Ragu pasta sauce.
Pasta sauce.
Looks like some kind of seasoning, but I can't really see it that well.
All right. A little...
we got some spaghetti
Italian,
as well.
I'll call it Italiano seasoning.
Yes.
What is spaghetti?
We got spaghetti as well.
And then we have spaghetti, and look what the basket is.
It's all in a colander.
A colander.
You might know it as a strainer.
Yes, like a metal one.
Yes.
Like a metal colander.
There's even, like, towels included.
Right. So we're going to put that value at, like, $25. Let's get a bid on that. I'll close that out. If you put a bid on it, I'll close it out at 1 o'clock. All right? Picture of it at 98qcountry.com under Lord's Cupboard.
It's a great basket. I considered it myself.
Yes. So those are six items that we are going to close out at 1 o'clock. All but two have bids. That Double D's $20 one needs a bid. The $25 one already has a bid of $25. So we'll do this through the afternoon. Every half hour or so, we'll close out a few more items. So stay with us. If you can't tune in, just call ahead, put a nice bid in on something, and then... and you'll be safe. Reach us at 715-762-3221. Or if you want to talk to Austin and get the complimentary piece of Brianna's grandpa's chocolate, 715-744-1006. I really want to hear that phone ring while I'm on the air. Should I just wait?
Just keep talking. Eventually it'll ring.
Should I just wait?
Someone quick call to make him stop.
744-1006.
Just keep repeating the number.
715-744-1006.
Somebody do it. Somebody do it.
715-744-1006. I'm not going anywhere.
He'll stay here the entire time. Someone call, please.
I got nowhere to be. 715-744-1006.
Mm-hmm. This is purgatory.
7441. Am I going to have to call it myself?
You might. I don't think anyone's going to call. They're probably willing to test your resolve on this one.
So this is the joy it brings me. All right. Here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes. Ready? Ready? Oh, I dialed the wrong number. Sorry, 715-744-1086.
Whoever that is, we apologize.
Apologize for that, whoever that is. Ah, there it is. Ah, the sweet joy of an electronic. Ah, joy.
This is really good.
Now it's time for
today's hottest country.
The hottest country.
The hottest.
98Q Country.
Said pick me up at 8. All the pretty girls said I'm going to LA. All the pretty girls said I hate my hair. Talking to the mirror in their underwear. All the lost boys said I just got paid. All the lost boys said I wanna get.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
There's so much going on in this town. To keep me busy, I've been running around. Up and down all these avenues. Doing everything but thinking about you. As long as I stay on them, I'm fine. City side of those city limit signs. You don't really cry. cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South sure shines like gold down these old Round Bell River Valley back roads, way back in the holler where the grass grows. God almighty, baby, we were that close. Ditching this town.
Like gold down these old Round Bell River Valley back roads.
Sarah Evans at 98Q and our Day of Giving, a Lord's Cupboard food pantry. We are in day seven. We're in hour seven. I just couldn't imagine doing a 24-hour marathon anymore like I did when I was younger. I used to stay up all night.
I'd be down to stick around.
I did. 24 hours. It was crazy.
I'd gladly do that.
Believe me, 12 is just as hard as 24. So reward me for my efforts, would you, by calling and donating to a great organization. The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. We, Austin, are at almost $3,000 in cash donations. Now, we have some items that we said we would close out of our donated items from area businesses. So you have 13 minutes. You have until 1 o'clock. The Big Dipper gift card, 50 value. Someone is generously donating $250 to the pantry to get that card. Pretty cool. If you want to go 251, well, we're here. Bobbers on the Lake. This is a $25 certificate. And right now, Tom has it for 15. So you need to go up from there in the next 10 minutes for Bobbers. Otherwise, that will be gone. A Butternut Feed Store, $20 gift card. Phone number ending in 1606. You've got 20 bucks on it. So that's yours right now. The Dollar General Italiano gift basket. Still need an opening bid. You got a lot of cool stuff. The colander, the everything you need to make spaghetti. Need an opening bid on that item to close that out. Double D is a $25 certificate. We got a $25 bid ending in 2638. But we have another Double D's $20 certificate that needs a bid. So how about somebody give us 10 bucks? Call the hotline right now. Austin, he's waiting. Come on, come on. I dare you.
715-744-1006.
744-1006 and say $10 on Double D's.
And you can also bid on the calendar.
Yes. And
there's a very high chance that it could be yours.
Yes. And Austin may or may not yell at you when you call that line because you'll be so excited as someone called it. 715-744-1006. So those are the six items that we are closing out. One of the items that does not have a bid on yet, AC Carpet Plus, it is a Shaw floor mop kit. It is a $49.99 floor mop kit. 32-ounce of cleaner comes with this and a couple of microfiber cleaning pads. I'm assuming this is good for like hardwood floors or pseudo hardwood floors and stuff like that.
I might take that one.
Yeah, it's a really nice broom set. Really cool. So we're looking for an opening bid on that. We thank Michelle and Rory from AC Carpet Plus for donating that. So those are the items we're closing out. Updates on the other ones now, Austin. Items that have bids on them. Actually, I'll go through all of them. Far North Builders, Ryan Plesner, the big gift bag, still needs an opening bid. Fifield Feed and Seed, the Cohasset bells that are hanging in my office in there. They make kind of a wood bellish sound, if there's such a thing. $36.99, the retail, need an opening bid on that. Fifield Gas Station, a big bottle of maple syrup. It's a $19.99 value. Need an opening bid on that. It's a 32-ounce bottle. Fifield Grocery is a $30 value. We got a $35 bid on that already. $35. Forward Insurance, the knapsack of goodies, has a $45 bid on it. We sold that well earlier. There's a lot of good stuff in there. Diane has a leading bid on that. Jay's Auto, the $50 certificate's at $25 right now to Patty. Jen's Butternut Cafe, a $15 certificate. We've got a $15 bid on it right now from 1606, number ending in that. Another Jen's one is also $15, 1606. So face value on those. Thank you. John's Auto Works in Fifield has a contouring show broom. It's a $32 value. Need an opening bid. Country Cafe. The gallon of chicken noodle soup has a $22 bid to Roger. The gallon of chili currently has a $10 bid to Roger. The Lanes, $50 gift card, is a $25 bid to Patty. Mary Cassidy's in Fifield, $25 certificate. And we need an opening bid on that. The Moose Jaw shirt and cap need an opening bid. The Moose Jaw sweatshirt and winter cap need an opening bid on that. Mirren & Associates, $100 certificate toward your taxes next year. Got a $100 bid on that. Thank you. Muskie Jack's Bar, $25 certificate. Thanks to Lauren for giving us $100 for that. Lauren, thank you so much. You've been very generous. Napa, wow, the first set of tools, $10 bid on that. And we got two sets of tools, and each one has a $10 bid on it. That's a great deal right now. Lots of good master, what are those things called? The Craftsman tools. Northwoods Supper Club, $25 gift certificate. Still need an opening bid on the Northwoods Supper Club certificate. Park Falls Building Supply, we have a lot of different items. We have the Spiral Sweep Broom that has a $5 bid on it. Looking for a bid on the solar insect deck decor for your outside for next spring. We got the disposable face mask and hand lotion and sanitizer and wipes. It's a whole big pile of stuff. You need an opening bid on that. That'll keep you sanitized. Wireless, probably use that in this studio for me. Wireless remote three-pack, $20 value. LED precision screwdriver needs an opening bid. That's a $10 value. Park Falls Country Club, one of the 10-round passes has a $40 bid on it. The other one does not. It's $130 value. Park Pharmacy is a $50 certificate. Right now, the bid is $10 to Dawn. Renew You Spa, both of them have $35 bids on them to Linda. Ron Ernst Lumber, $25 gift certificates need opening bids. St. Croix Rods, both of the 40% off first quality rod certificates, both have bids on them. One has a $35 bid to Dan. The other one, a $25 bid to Dan. State Farm Insurance donated a Wild View Trail Cam, $30 value, need an opening bid. Super One, $25 certificates, both have $10 bids on them to Dawn. The $100 gift card from Park Falls Hardwoods to Super One has a $100 bid on it. The other one has a $60 bid on it to Patty. Sweet Brew, still need opening bids on those $10 certificates. Wildwoods Taxidermy. Oh, the joy! The joy of the ringing phone.
Did it.
All right, who is it? It's not your grandma, is it? All right. I don't care who it is.
98Q Country, you have reached the Austin Hotline. What can I do for you?
Oh, the Austin Hotline. Oh, this is awesome. I love it. I love it.
What the hell's going on out here?
That's right. Oh, it's a small joys in life. Wildwoods Taxidermy, a $100 certificate, needs an opening bid. Again, the Sweet Brews need an opening bid on them. And the Woods Edge Restaurant at Moose Jaw. We have three $10 separate certificates. Each one needs an opening bid. So there are your bid updates, 715-762-3221. If that's tiring, all of that, and you just want to make a straight-up pledge to a great local organization, the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, give us a call. $10, $20, $100, whatever you got. 715-762-3221.
Life is full of adventures. Get the most out of them with the help of a primary care team you can count on. At Marshfield Clinic Health System, primary care is dedicated to keeping you well when you're up, getting you back to yourself when you're down, and most importantly, helping you enjoy each adventure with confidence. Request your primary care appointment at a Marshfield Clinic location near you. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
K&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer, handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Fight's Ice Cream and Barbecue on 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls is the only place for a rack of ribs and a homemade Cedar Crest ice cream cone. Let Joe treat you to his southern best and grab a hand-blended malt. Find them on Facebook, Fight's Ice Cream and Barbecue, your hometown hangout refreshed.
Hey there, Joel Karnick here from the 98Q Morning Show. Join me and the staff of Kyle Repair in Park Falls Friday, November 3rd. I'll be there broadcasting live from 11 to 1 for the big open house. Lunch will be served. Join me for lunch from 11 to 1 and sign up to win some great prizes. Listen to this, a $500 fuel card, a Ponzi hatchet, and a Ponzi scale toy model. There will be all kinds of Ponzi parts, special savings of 10%. Come on out to Kyle Repair, their big open house, Friday, November 3rd, located at 1000 4th Avenue North in Park Falls.
Who is a Bex player with heart?
Being able to take that leadership role, try to advocate more for agriculture, it's been very cool to me.
Their family's been farming for ages. Never thought we'd be doing it one day, but we are now.
Bex is recognizing student athletes that are not just a star on the playing field or court, but a player that shows heart in school and in the ag industry. Nominate any high school player today. Go to brownfieldagnews.com and search player with heart. Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Ag Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Highs around 49 this afternoon. Under cloudy skies, winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 25 tonight. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance for snow. Daytime highs approaching 36. Temperatures well below average Sunday and Monday, with highs from the low 30s to the mid-30s. Chance for snow Sunday. Another look at the short range. A high of 49 this afternoon. Lows level off around 25 tonight. We should top off around 36 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 49.
We're going to show off some of our best stuff.
Let's go.
We're ready to tear it up.
World famous.
98Q Country.
Bury me in Georgia. Chattanooga, south of that state line. There's a no-name road off Highway 2 just past the welcome sign. It's where I was born, it's where I was raised. Ain't saying I'm ready yet, but that's the place I want to be after my last breath. Bury me in Georgia. Let me rest in. Shoes y'all put on my feet. I don't care how many show up, yeah, or who reads my eulogy. Just take me out to that graveyard, sing a sin.